The government is to allow people to visit their family members on Christmas Day, but hugging relations will not be permitted. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Examiner, which takes the line that following a meeting of the three party leaders in government last night, it's understood that while level three restrictions will apply in the main, what is described as unfettered movement will be allowed across the country over Christmas to allow families to come together. For its lead story, the Irish Times reports that cabinet sources across all parties say that ministers are expected to seek the reopening of shops, restaurants and churches from next week and an easing of travel restrictions later in December. And last night's warning from Dr. Tony Houlihan, urging people not to become complacent as a result of fresh waves of hope about a vaccine, generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Daily Star leads with the Gartha investigation into the deaths of Seema Banu and her two children, Asfira and Faizan, in their South Dublin homes last month. Details of the special criminal court hearing surrounding the money laundering activities of 48-year-old Jonathan Harding generates the lead story in the Herald. And a report from a European committee which investigates conditions in prisons, which was highly critical of Ireland's handling of mentally ill prisoners. And it detailed an incident in which investigators found a severely ill patient lying naked on the floor of a cell is covered on the front of both the Times and Examiner. Shock and dismay as barristers asked to repay COVID-19 grants. That's another headline on the front of today's Times, where it's reported that about 150 barristers have been asked to repay grants totaling €750,000 that was paid in error under a government scheme. Also on the front of the Times, there's a picture there of former French President Nicolas Sarkozy arriving at court yesterday on the first day of his trial, where he's facing charges of corruption. Back in the front of the Examiner, there's a report from yesterday's Supreme Court hearing in which the ESB argued that University College Cork is also liable for damage sustained to the campus as a result of flooding in 2009, since the buildings had been built on a floodplain. Cavan Abu, that's the caption, over a picture of schoolchildren in Cavan celebrating their county's win in the Ulster football final on Sunday on the front of today's Independent. Mickey Hart's appointment as manager of the Louth football team is also flagged on the front of the Independent and in a number of other papers this morning. And finally, the involvement of Irish scientists in the Oxford University vaccine receives lots of front page coverage today. Alongside a picture of Professor Theresa Lamb, the Irish Daily Mail celebrates the prospect that the vaccine could be approved in weeks. The Kildare-born professor is also pictured on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, alongside the lead headline, Ireland's Bug Buster, while the Irish Sun runs with front page pictures of both Professor Lamb and Professor Adrian Hill, another Irish scientist working on the Oxford vaccine, along with the lead headline, Gift of the Jab.